This is GQDN for Friday, August 30th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious, delicious drink mixes. If you do, go to swiftenergy.com. Go get them. In the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST. That's the promo code QUEST. And you will get it 25% off of your purchase. That's 25% off. That's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh boy, good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Astrobot news, some Fallout 76 news, and another magazine shuts down. But we will begin today with some quotes by Mike Ybarra. Remember him? Well, WCCF Tech did say that Ybarra was saying that the consoles will never die. So that's what the Blizzard Entertainment president, or the former Blizzard Entertainment president, Mike Ybarra, did say. Yeah, the former guy. But some people are thinking that the consoles will die in favor for PCs. Well, he was speaking on Twitter today, and he was talking about the PlayStation exclusive games. And he was saying that Sony was following the correct strategy to follow, quote, if you plan to win in the living room, end quote. Now, Sony did bring out the PlayStation 5 and did bring out some pretty good games on the platform at launch. So that's what he's saying when he's talking about Sony. But there was another Twitter user that was saying that the living room is not the future and the consoles are dying. And Mike Ybarra did reply to that by saying that the consoles will never die. In fact, that's what he said on Twitter, at Quick, that's Q-W-I-K, because he said, quote, I think those losing the push, the narrative that fits for them. Consoles will never die, in my opinion. We shall see what happens. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that some of the PlayStation players were not happy because one of the big games were removed without any notice. And that game was called The Evil Within, because a player did see that The Evil Within would leave the service in the early hours today, August 30th. So when they visited the game's PlayStation Store page, they quickly decided to warn everybody else, but that was too late, who just started their campaign. So one person did say, quote, wait, what? I started this today. Another one did say, quote, how can you trust a service to provide value if it can't provide transparency? So, people weren't happy about it. But so long as Sony is within their legal rights, if they are, then they can do it. Just a point. But now, some other points will be missed. And NTech, according to TheVerge.com, is now shut down after 27 years of service. And NTech was a publication that covered a lot of computers. And the final editor-in-chief, Ryan Smith, did post his farewell post this morning, saying, quote, few things last forever, and the market for written tech journalism is not what it once was, nor will it ever be again. So the time has come for NN Tech to wrap up its work and let the next generation of tech journalists take place within the Zygesis. Now, NN Tech was founded in 1997 by Anand Lal Shimpi, who did lead the site up until his retirement from journalism in 2014, so he would work at Apple, because he was a part of the team that delivered the M-series of Apple silicon chips. But Shimpi did speak with The Verge in 2011 about his frustrations about cable TV with the internet. But Anand Tech was a site that was resisting the trend, where Smith was talking about that in his farewell post. So we shall see what happens with the people. And maybe this guy too. One of the Final Fantasy creators was talking about a game that was not Final Fantasy VII. And that was the Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi. Sorry if I butchered the name. My apologies. And he did reveal which game within the series was most complete. But it wasn't Final Fantasy VII. Because he was talking to Inverse, and he said that Final Fantasy VI was the complete game. And that was the last 2D Final Fantasy game in 1994. That's before Final Fantasy VII arrived on PlayStation, and that game did redefine the franchise in 1997. So here's what he said about that. Quote, "In terms of Final Fantasy, I think this is the most complete. I believe Final Fantasy VI comes close and does stand out above the other Final Fantasies, especially since it was the last Final Fantasy to use pixel art in all of its visual expression." So what do you think about that? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now, PC Games N did say that Fallout 76 did reveal the Season 18 rewards and a 2024 roadmap, and they used Country Road. Yes, they did. So Bethesda did reveal a new roadmap where you could see what's going on in Fallout through the end of December. And a part of these is the launch of Season 18, Country Road, which does have some new rewards to earn. Now, Fallout 76 Season 18, Country Road, does arrive with the Milepost Zero update on September 3rd. Now, you can get the game on Steam or on the Microsoft Store. And you could use the Xbox app as well. That's if you're a subscriber to Microsoft's Game Pass. So you can have fun with that. PG247 was talking about Diablo 4. And Diablo 4 has got a new patch, version 2.0. And that update arrives alongside the Vessel of Hatred expansion this October. But the PC players can get into the public test realm to try it out. And that was all part of last night's campfire chat, because they said that the level cap is being decreased from 6 to 60 from 100. And that's what the players was talking about beforehand. They guessed it. Blizzard also said that it's not meant to slow down the leveling process, but it does allow progression to be more meaningful, and would also tie into the new Paragon and character level split. Now, when you get level 60, you will start earning the Paragon levels, which will be used to unlock Paragon nodes. Also, Diablo 4 will have two tiers of difficulty, Standard and Torment. Standard is made up of four levels, Normal, Hard, Expert, Penitent. Torment, on the other hand, starts from 1 all the way to Torment 4. Keep in mind that's not final. That is only in PTR. There are a few more things, but I'll let you discover that yourself if you're a Diablo player. Now, we go to IGN because Team Asobi, the makers of Astrobot, is already thinking about a sequel, because there was a trophy list that appeared online ahead of its September 6th release date, and that was via the Twitter user Jenki_JPN. And they did see the Platinum Trophy that suggested the Astrobot adventures were far from over. So the Astrobot has the astronomical that will have earned all trophies. It said, "Well done, and see you in Astro's next adventure." So we shall see if that happens. People, there's no show tomorrow night because this is America's Labor Day weekend. So we're going to kick back, relax, enjoy some barbecue. Well, maybe. And just enjoy the weekend. Well, with some football too. But we will be back Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday, for more GQDN. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you Tuesday.